This is Bumper to Bumper, the car show. Drive in anxious and cruise out confident with the best automotive info for your vehicle. And now your host, Matt Allen.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy, here with you every single Saturday at 11 to help you with your car. And you might say, well, I don't need any help. Well, someday you might. I mean, there's cars going to break down. I hope it doesn't. You're going to need some maintenance. You've got to get the car into the shop sometime. Maybe you just go drop it off and you do that. But they're always going to, there's going to be something wrong at some point. You're going to have to spend some money. And we want to help make sure you're spending that money wisely. And if when you go into the shop, and let's just say you have a problem, I want to help you feel comfortable talking to the service advisor or the mechanic or technician or whatever it is that you have to interface with so you can have a good conversation, ask them questions, get good answers from them so you can make good choices when it comes to fixing your car, and more importantly, understand really what you're getting for so you can get the life and the value out of your car that you bought it for. So only way to get you get some help, or you can tune in and listen, of course. We appreciate you being here, but call in. Give me a call. Let's talk about it. And even if we've helped you in the past, I like to know, did that help you? Did I give you the right answer? Like the young lady, I'll say, with the sun visor. You know, she had that Nissan, I think, Carrie, right? She had to get a sun visor.
That's correct, yeah.
Hey, I'd love to fix that for you. But that's a great little Saturday project for you to go and take three or four screws and handle it yourself. So if I've been able to help you, I like to get the follow-up sometimes. I like to know if my guesses are right. So, because I guess here at work, at the shop, we don't guess. We diagnose, we repair, we prove it, and then we deliver the car. But here I got a guess, but I want to steer you the right way and give you those things to talk about and ask questions and with your service people. So 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-5827. That's how you call in. Carrie, you look like you want to say something.
Yeah, we touched on this just ahead of the show about new car prices and loan delinquencies and stuff for auto loans. I was shocked by the statistics that you kind of had in the back of your mind from the fine folks at USA Today.
What are they?
The average car sells for $50,000.
New car.
Just what they say in the average car. Loan delinquencies for auto loans are going up, as you can figure. One in five auto loans is more than $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
So you better take care of that car.
Yeah, you better take it. I bought my first house in 1990. My payment was $858.
And the loans go for 7 years.
Yeah, 72 months I've seen on these loans.
That's only six. Yeah.
So if you bought a car in the last 3 to 5 years, you're going to want to take care of it, and it's not too late. You can get caught up on that maintenance and caught up on this. They used to say the car was your second biggest investment. Well, I'm going to argue now with home ownership and just the way maybe the economies are, more difficult to buy a home. A lot of people are renting because maybe they just don't want to own a home. So in this case, your car is one of the largest investments you have ever made in your life. And you've got to take care of it. So I wasn't even really thinking about that today, Carrie. I was just more thinking of, hey, what can we talk about today? Or what have I done recently with my car? And it makes me kind of feel better about my car or anything like that. Now, I've got my Toyota truck, I don't know if I just cracked 229 or 230, but it's right there, 230,000 miles. 15 years old, I'm making money every month with that car because I don't have a 700. I remember the payment was $710. It was 0% interest, but I paid it off early and just got done with it. So I recently loaned my truck to a friend who had to take it to Southern California. And so usually when I give my truck to somebody, I fill it with gas and I clean it up because I expect it back in that condition.
Like a rental company.
Yeah, but I don't. Yeah, rental company, I leave it dirty. Hell with it. I paid them to clean it. But what I'm saying is I don't want him with all my junk in there, my stuff, my keys, my half-eaten cheeseburger, whatever it is that's on the ground. So, you know, I was noticing today I was up early. The weather was nice. I did clean up one of my other cars and started doing a little bit of work in the garage. But I think that there's some value in taking your car. Go get a tub. or a trash bag. I don't care, but I like a big tub. And take everything out of the car. If it didn't come in that car when it was delivered to you, when you bought it brand new, get it out. Everything.
I did mine that way this week because I have a big date tonight. So yeah.
Uh-oh. We got to talk about that later. Fingers maybe crossed. Off the air. But, and then when you're getting all that crap out of there, or stuff, I should say, you got to lift the seat. Get the seat all the way back because you're going to find stuff everywhere. Coins, pens,
French fries,
cheeseburgers, you know, depending on on what the situation with the kids are. Get that stuff all out of there and go clean the car. Get it all washed up nice. And then you go through that bag or that box of garbage and go, what really needs to be in here? You know what I mean? And get that stuff in there, back in. And then go get the car washed or detail it yourself. Spend some time cleaning the car. A happy car is a clean car. And then when you've got all that stuff out there, you might realize, oh, that rattle noise that I had is gone. I mean, I don't know how many times we've had a car come in and have a rattle noise or a clunk. I even had a car one time with something dripping. They had a fluid leak out of the back. And this was like an older, this was 25, this was 30 years ago.
The leak.
I still worked at a Harry Martin Chevron over in Scottsdale that's no longer there. But what it was, there was a bag of groceries that had, you know, they're on the right or left side of the trunk compartment sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
On an older car, unfinished car, there's a little compartment down there. Well, there's also a drain hole at the bottom. Well, this was the vegetables that she forgot about when she went grocery shopping. Dripping down. But in any case, my point is to get the car all cleaned up because you're going to be happier about your car when it's clean.
Sure.
Your car will be happy too, believe it or not. Cars like to be clean. But get the thing scrubbed up. Get it clean. Get it detailed. Wipe it down. Maybe go over to the detail garage over on 23rd Avenue and Bell and get all your little stuff and shine her up and do it yourself.
And when you bring it to the shop, your mechanic will love you too.
Well, yeah. You know how many times we've had a car that we pull in, and the guys don't want to work on it.
Yeah.
This is disgusting. Yeah.
Well, you guys had a rat in one of the cars.
And you'll have all that stuff. Yeah. But, yeah, and then that's a different thing, Carrie. But when the technicians start working on the car, they're going to be much happier working on this car when it's cleaner. And when you show that you take care of your car, I hate to say it, but we tend to take care of it more. It's going to be treated in
the nature,
in kind, if you will. But I guess overall, in closing, the point is clean car is a happy car. You're going to be happier with it. And then those noises, you're going to, once it's all clean, you're looking at that clean windshield, you're going to then notice the things and go, gosh, I really like this car. Maybe I ought to X, Y, and Z and do this and get rid of that rattle and get it fixed. We've got our winter travel season coming up. We're going to Grandma's pretty soon and stuff like that for the holidays. Fall break coming up. Let's make sure we have a good, safe car that we're going to enjoy for that trip. So 602-277-5827, 602-277-KTER. Anything you want to chat about, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Bumper Radio.
My daughter-in-law, who is a teacher, raved about a shop that not only took care of her car, but supported Chandler's teachers and students. Hi, I'm Carol, and that's how I found Desert Car Care of Chandler. Tom and Brad are amazing. Trust is hard to find, but you'll find it here. Visit Desert Car Care, just south of Chandler on Dobson. Check them out at desertcarcare.com.
Long lines for oil changes were slowing down my business until I found Oil Buddy. The experts on the team are fast, friendly, and reliable, and they get my fleet on the road without the wait. I'm Tate from Exact Construction and Restoration, and thanks to Oil Buddy, my vehicles stay serviced and ready to respond to emergencies. Skip the hassle and experience Arizona's best drive-through 10-minute oil change, perfect for fleets and families. Visit Oil Buddy at Country Club in Guadalupe in Mesa, or check them out at oilbuddy.net.
It's back. Bunker to Bunker's 14th Annual Fall Frolic, Saturday, September 27th at the Arizona Biltmore Golf Club, benefiting Phoenix Children's Hospital. Play a fun two-person scramble. Enjoy a tasty breakfast. Win big in the raffle and mulligan drawing. Plus, get a bounce-back golf round. It's just $134 and open to everyone. But hurry, space is limited. Sign up now at BunkerGolf.com. That's BunkerGolf.com.
Hi. Hi, this is Kurt Rock for Kurt's Auto Repair. For over three decades now, our family's passion has been forging lasting relationships by delivering the highest quality auto repair for our customers with a perfect Better Business Bureau record.
And I'm Kathy Rock, Kurt's wife. When we say our family, we mean it. At Kurtz, you'll find our kids, relatives, and now even our grandkids are working on cars and taking care of our customers.
Gas or diesel, foreign or domestic. If your car hurts, take it to Kurtz.
The studio's nodding their head. Little stray cats. Welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTIR car guy. And again, we're just here to help you with your car. Anything that's going on with your car, I'm going to talk a little bit about what I want to talk about. But whatever it is that you want to talk about.
Lines are wide open.
Yeah, steers the show. Lines are wide open. 602-277-5827. Talk to just a little bit about cleaning the car up. I mean, really, a happy car is a clean car. And when you... You'll feel better about your car when it's clean, too. There's nothing better than getting in a freshly clean car. It's like coming home and the house is spotless clean, or even walking into a hotel or some hotel room. It's just clean and fresh, and you just enjoy it more. So, and those, when you do things like that on your car, just the things you do, the things that I talked about, I'm not here to tell you you got to bring your car into the shop all the time. These are things that you're going to do that are over the life of the car, just make it better. It saves retail value. And when you're happy with your car and you feel good about your car, you're more, probably have the propensity to take care of it better, which then is long-term better for the value. Again, this car, I mean, Carrie, we talked about these car prices. Average car, 50 grand. Whew. I mean, that's average. Yeah, you can go buy a new car for 30-something.
$1,000 a month.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, and people are getting upside down on them.
Oh, like so fast, I'm sure.
And if you've recently purchased a new car, let's talk about following that owner's manual.
Right.
At minimum, you got to follow those owner's manual. And at times, we need to deviate and shorten some of those things. Gentleman called last week talking about the CVT transmission and how he wasn't really sure about having it. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it. They've improved it over the years. But the maintenance is the key. And in some cases, we got to cut those in half.
Well, that's why it's so important to get to a good shop that you trust.
Yeah.
Because they'll advise you on these things.
Yeah, and have the comfort to go in.
Need versus want.
Yeah, need versus want. Have the comfort to go in and talk about things, do a proper inspection, and let you know and not try to be salesmen. You know, I talk to, I'm in these Facebook groups or whatever that's changing the industry podcast, just these different ones, and you see some of these people, you know, you've got the other problem with the auto repair industry right now. You've got private equity. They're coming in. Anytime private equity, I don't care if it's a fast food restaurant or anything else, they come in, they want to buy that money is what they're doing. They're buying return on investment. Well, how do you get more return on investment? You buy cheaper chicken, and you don't serve as good a chicken at the restaurant. You know, that might have happened with a place that sold recently here in town where you get good salads. You know, they're going to cut corners. Auto repair shops are no different. You've got two or three big ones here in town. They've all been bought up by hedge funds. How do you think they're making their money? They're squeezing the nickels out of everything. They're cutting corners. They're using lesser expensive parts. So we want to make sure you're going to a good shop, taking care of the car. And you know how I got off in that tangent, Gary. I kind of lost myself there. But point is, use a good shop, and then we're going to get to these phones here. So 602-277-5827 is 602-277-KTAR. Ryan in Mesa, 2016 Ford truck and F-150. What's going on with the pickup, Ryan?
Oh, man, where to begin?
Uh-oh.
So it's first time we've ever owned a vehicle with turbos, being that it is the EcoBoost. It does have the twin turbos.
Mm-hmm.
It had went from a, you know, daily driver, you know, fun truck to a work truck, after my wife and I had started our service business.
Nice.
Okay. And, driving it, no big deal, super religious about making sure the oil changes are done on time, correct weight, additives, the whole shoot and match. So we get it done and we start getting misfires. purchased a OBD2 reader, mm-hmm. run through all the codes, and there's 28 some odd codes coming up.
Yeah, not common, but okay. Not uncommon, I mean.
Yeah, get it over to the shop, and from what we're being told is the water pump gear had sheared off inside of that front case and pinballed all around the inside of it, mm-hmm. completely destroying the entire engine.
So it bent the valves on that one then?
Yeah, as far as my understanding goes, now again, I couldn't tell you the difference between, you know, the dipstick and the, sure. the oil filler. When it comes to vehicles, that's why I pay you guys to, sure. to take care of it, because you're a lot smarter than that than I am. My question is, when it comes to that engine, is it better to rebuild it or try to purchase a new engine? And what are the advantages, disadvantages to that, the rebuild versus a whole new engine?
Okay, so we're talking 2016 F-150. It's probably got a 3.6 liter V6 EcoBoost, right?
3.5, correct.
3.5 EcoBoost. How many miles are on that?
Just north of 155.
Okay. So not terribly high mileage in all things considered. What does the shop recommend? Do they just say you need a new engine, basically?
From what we're being told, and this has been a family friend for, you know, 40 years.
Sure.
He's taking care of all of our other vehicles. I'm looking at the little invoice right now, and it just says engine long block assembly, $8,500, mm-hmm. and then the labor, which is another $3,864, bringing us to a grand total of like $13,200.
Okay, you know what? This ties in exactly kind of what Jim and I talked about last week, was the engine rebuilding and what else should I do on my truck. So let's get back to your question. Is it better to rebuild or is it better to replace it? Probably, since this isn't a, not digging at your truck, but it's not a special truck. It's not a 1967. It's not something where you need to want to have matching numbers or anything like that. In most shops, including mine, when this truck comes apart, it's dead. We can't afford the space to have your car at the machine shop, your engine at the machine shop being rebuilt for 3 weeks, right? So that we probably want to go with a new, which you're not going to get a new more likely. It's going to be a remanufacture. And you get the, and it depends on how that engine is serviced. Probably mm-hmm. from the manufacturer, from Ford, we're going to buy as much of a complete engine as possible. So for you also, it's turnaround time. If they rebuild your engine, you're talking a month at least. Because they're at the mercy of the machine shop and getting parts. If we put in a replacement engine, we're talking a matter of maybe a couple weeks. So I don't know where they're getting their engine from. So I would probably go with the rebuilt engine. You got the biggest part of the engine, which is the long block on there. That in a long block is the complete engine assembly, valve covers, the oil pan. It may or might not have a balancer on it, a harmonic balancer. Should have all the timing covers and seals and water pump in this case, since on this car, the timing belt's driven by the water pump. And I know I'm getting long-winded here, Kerry, but I want to.
Good information.
For everybody else that's on hold. So, Ryan, you're dealing with a family friend, which is good, but the next most important question to family friend is, hey, Mr. Family Friend or auto repair shop or technician, I see we've got the engine long block here, and I see we've got labor, but there's more pieces and components to that. Maybe they put $1,000 of miscellaneous, but at 150,000 miles, now what I want you to start asking yourself, again, now you told me this is your service truck for your business. You can't afford downtime, right? So,
correct.
So, Brian or Ryan, what you want to ask them, should I replace my radiator while this is out? My radiator's got 150,000 miles on it, right? So at some point, that radiator is going to fail. I like to use this phrase, and if you've heard me on the radio for a while, it doesn't owe you anything. You've got your money out of that radiator. So have they incorporated a new radiator into the system?
Yeah. Engine mounts.
Yeah, have they done the engine? We're talking about engine mounts. Let's get all the things that wear out over time. You know, put it this way. If I have to take an old part off, if it's a wear item, I don't want to have to put it back on. You're paying me to either install an old part or a new part. I would much rather install the new part. Ryan, the other thing to remember, once we or he or whoever it is that does this job, no matter who's out there listening, right, you are now married to that shop. And that shop's married to you. And we want to have a good marriage. So I'm going to fix everything right because I don't want you coming back. And I don't want to nickel and dime yourself. I don't want to nickel and dime you to that. So my biggest bit of advice is once they give you that price, now you sit down and have this conversation. What else should we be doing? What are you likely to be talking to me about on that next phone call if we don't talk about it now? Carrie?
What kind of warranty should he expect?
Yeah.
Or is there such a thing?
Yeah, there's such a thing. 3-year, 36,000 mile probably.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
3-year, 100,000 maybe on the engine. And you should have it minimum at 12 on the on all the accessories, everything else that bolts to the engine. Correct. So, Ryan, I hope that helped you. That kind of, any more questions based off of that?
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much where my mindset went with it. The dealership that we bought it from, their claim to fame is their, you know, lifetime engine warranty with when you purchase a vehicle from them. But I'm sure there's going to be those loopholes that they'll find a way to, oh, well, because this happened first, you know, we're not going to cover it. So we're kind of just trying to brace ourselves for, you know, a $13,000 repair.
Yeah.
You know, told them, I'll write them a check. Just give me a couple of days before you cash it, type deal.
I got you. Well, you're doing the right things. You're doing your due diligence. You got that extended warranty or that service contract that they call it. If you can get something out of that, great. Get it. Take what they can give you and then move on and do it. And I just tell you this, if you don't have time to do it right, you don't have time to do it twice. Get it done once, pay the piper, and then go use that truck to go make money in your business. Because if it's broken down, you ain't making any money. You're not doing your service. So that one went a little bit long, but Darren, Rebecca, and Keith, you're going to be first up, and we'll get you taken care of after the break. Thanks for holding on, and we'll be right back.
Hi. This is Jamison Hunter. I'm the East Valley Manager for Bulwark Pest Control here in the Valley. As a family-run company, we pride ourselves on taking care of our customers, and with an army of technicians running daily, our fleet vehicles rack up the miles and wear. So about 4 years ago, we got tired of the constant runaround and lack of follow-up from our previous fleet maintenance relationships. We were contacted by Lee Weatherby and his team at Accurate Automotive. The difference was night and day. They always communicate the status of our vehicles and get us back on the road safely and in a timely manner, which is crucial for our day-to-day operations. They even work seamlessly with our fleet leasing company. They treat us like family, and above all else, they are impeccably honest. I now take my personal vehicle there as well. We've never been happier. If you're looking to make a change for the better for your company or your family, go check out Accurate Automotive at accurateautomotive.com today.
Orlando Auto Body is where quality meets care. I'm Shane Orlando, and for over 35 years, my family has been committed to restoring vehicles the right way. We're certified by the leading manufacturers, use advanced color matching technology, and every repair comes with a lifetime guarantee. Need help with your deductible? We've got programs to assist you. Visit OrlandoAutoBody.com for a location near you.
Years ago, my car needed $1,200 in repairs. As a single female, I was so insecure that I wore a fake wedding ring, and I told the shop that my husband wanted the old parts. Driving away, I felt relieved. Months later, I was told the parts did not fit my car. I'm Marianne. Glenn and I own Good Works Auto Repair. We never want anyone to feel the way I did. Check us out at GoodWorksAutoRepair.com, where we advise, but you decide.
KTAR News, now.
Good morning, KTAR News. Time is 11:30. I'm Troy Barrett. Eyes on Education.
Students at two Phoenix Union high schools are getting to weigh in on real-world business problems in a new 3DE learning model. The program is a partnership with Junior Achievement of Arizona, and it focuses on incorporating business problems with the curriculum.
It's just creating that local relevancy, that sense of, why do I have to learn this? It's answering that why before they even have to ask it.
Ann Landers with Junior Achievement says partners like Delta Airlines and Cox Communications visit the classrooms and help judge the students' solutions. Last week, the Cardinals took on the New Orleans Saints in their season opener, and they won 20-13. The Cardinals are looking to build off that win with a Week 2 matchup against the Carolina Panthers tomorrow. Arizona Sports Tyler Drake joined Arizona's Morning News for their weekly Cardinals Coffee Talk segment, and Tyler talked about why this week's matchup will not be just an easy win.
They have had some problems in recent years when it comes to the Panthers. For some reason or another, no matter how much the talent deficiency is, they always find a way to be a problem for the Cardinals.
Kickoff Sunday at 1:05. You can catch the game on our sister station, Arizona Sports 98.7. Checking traffic now from the Valley Chevy Dealers Traffic Center. I want to remind you about some construction this weekend. We have a lot of backup around this part of town because of this construction. Westbound I-10 is closed from the I-17 split all the way to 7th Avenue until 9 a.m. Sunday morning. So that means that the ramps from southbound State Route 51 and westbound Loop 202 Red Mountain Freeway into the mini stack trying to get on westbound I-10 are also closed. So this is causing quite a backup on the Red Mountain 202 as well as I-10. Over by the Salt River Bridge and over by University as well. So be on the lookout for some backup there. As far as weather is concerned, we're going to be sunny and warm. 98 your forecast high today, 100 for Sunday. It is currently 90 degrees in Gilbert. Weather's brought to you by Howard Air and Plumbing. I'm Troy Barrett on Arizona's news station, KTAR News.
It's a new season of Amazing Arizonans, featuring conversations between Mike Broomhead and some incredible folks who live here, like six-time Olympic gold medal winner Amy Van Dyken, host of Fridays with Frank, Deputy Frank, ring announcer Ramblin' Ralph, president of Arizona Public Service Ted Geisler, and many more. Get the Amazing Arizonans podcast wherever you get your podcasts or the KTAR YouTube channel, Amazing Arizonans, presented by Resolution Copper.
Old world service and experience alongside new world high tech. Those are just a couple of the reasons why you should bring your Mercedes, BMW, Audi, or any other import to Import Car Specialist. Our staff has decades of knowledge and are dedicated to get your car or SUV back on the road ASAP. We're easy to find from anywhere in the valley. Check our numerous five-star reviews and make an appointment to bring your ride in at importcarspecialist.com.
Experience, over 47 years worth to be exact. Campus Body Salon has been taking the stress out of collision repair since 1973. From Mercedes to Ford and from BMW to Toyota, we do it all. Hi, this is Leo Petrozella. I invite you to check out why so many of our friends and neighbors depend on us for honest, reliable, and expert collision repair. Check out our customer reviews and testimonials at Google, CarWise.com, and CampusBodySalon.com. Campus Body Salon, the best care in collision repair.
Hi, Spencer Doucet for H&I Automotive. H is for honesty and I is for integrity. It's the only option. We've built our business on those two principles since 2009. We're thankful to our customers and our employees for helping us grow to three locations serving our customers in the East Valley. Check us out on Main Street in Mesa, Higley Road in Gilbert, and on Ocotillo in Queen Creek. Three locations, same principle. For more information, go to hndiautomotive.com.
Looking for honest and reliable automotive service in North Scottsdale? One choice is easy. Husband's Automotive, just down the street from Costco in the Scottsdale Air Park. Owners Dale and Lauren Husband have been getting rave reviews from their customers for over 30 years by putting integrity back into the automotive repair business. Integrity, fair pricing, and trust. You should expect that from your relationship with your repair shop. Come feel what it's like to be treated like family at Husband's. Check them out at husbandsautomotive.net today.
It's your car's favorite show, Bumper to Bumper.
Alrighty, welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy, here with you every single Saturday at 11. So I want to quickly remind you of who we are, what we do. And Bumper to Bumper Radio is a show bumpertobumperradio.com as a website. And then inside of that website, there's just a handful or a bunch of local, family-owned, locally operated auto repair shops. Guys like me, women like me, maybe you're a mechanic, maybe there was a family business, the second or third generation. Most of us started off as mechanics or technicians and wanted to do it better, wanted to do it our way, and we opened shops. So that's what you're going to find at bumpertobumperradio.com. Shops spread out throughout the valley. They're just here to work on your car and do a good job for you. We have to earn your business every single time we come in. So when you're coming to a bumper-to-bumper shop, you're coming in doing shopping with somebody local. And then who am I? I'm Matt Allen. Okay, big deal. I'm just a guy that owns an auto repair shop that has a chance to stand in front of the microphone. But I'm involved in my industry. This is all I've ever done. I washed dishes at two restaurants when I was 15, but that's it. This is my life is cars, probably too much of it, actually. But I've been in as an adult, I've been an ASE certified tech since I was 18. I've only ever worked on cars. I've now owned my shop, Virginia Auto Service, for 30 years. And then I also own Import Car Specialist for 5 years. That's at 16th Street and Indian School. Virginia Auto Service is downtown. So I have my repair shops. There's great repair shops on the list. Would I love you to bring your car to me? Absolutely. That's why we're here. This is marketing. This is advertising. But I enjoy to also help people give information and do that. And if you want to bring your car to my shop, great. If you have a shop that you already go to, stay there. Having a relationship with the mechanic and the repair shop is important. But I can tell you, when you come to Virginia Auto Service, you're going to see Tim, who's been there 28 years. You're going to see Robert, who's been there 17 or 18 years. He started off as a technician. Now he's a service advisor. Sean, one of my techs, he works on all the complicated stuff, master diagnoser, 15 years. This is what we have at my shops. We have a great culture, great tenure with the employees. So if you're looking for service work in Central Phoenix, Virginia Auto Service, or Import Car Specialist, if you're driving your Mercedes or your BMW or Maserati, whatever it is, we can take care of you. Honest work, good work, and we can make that happen for you. Now I got to get to the phones. My little self-promotion there, but I get to do that once in a while because I'm here behind the mic. So Darren in Apache Junction has been on hold for a bit. He's got a 2012 Hyundai Elantra. How can we help you today?
Yes, sir. Well, I was going to talk about my Maserati there since you mentioned it, but right. Let's go with the Elantra.
Perfect.
So with this Elantra, I'm sorry, but the moment of the call, my neighbor is doing his big engine thing here. I'm sorry. So I have this 2012 Elantra, and I'm terrified to drive it anywhere in Arizona. I'm not from here, and it's kind of scary to get, you know, stuck out there in the desert in the heat. So
sure.
I got this for like $2,300, and it's from back east, so it's got a little bit of rust to it.
Cancer.
And the dealer said after I took it in for the, there was a bunch of recalls on it, and they did all of them except for there's a fire thing with the ABS system. They didn't have the parts, so we're going to do that next week. But anyways, they give me the big long list of $800 worth of stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's only like a $2,000 car.
Right.
And I'm kind of wondering, because when I got a little loan on it, and the bank said, hey, well, we'll loan you $2,000 because it's worth $5,400.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, well, wait a minute. If it's still worth anything, should I put money into it to just make this the secure car that I need it to be comfortable driving around here, or maybe sell it and then try to get into something a little bit more? I'm a Honda guy. I've owned like seven Hondas.
Sure.
Never had a problem. Not once ever.
Yeah. So how is this car got a lot of rust, or is it just a little surface rust, or is it got some like
little,
stuff at the some cancer
bit.
On the bottom
not,
of the
not
doors?
Not too much.
Or, okay. What are the maintenance?
The disc on the front disc brake, the disc is coming off and has some rust. It's starting to grade off, and you can see the rust underneath it on the drum.
Like flaking, not surface rust, but actually.
Yeah,
flaking.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, right brake loaders are no big deal. But let's tell me about what the maintenance items are that they suggested.
Well, I got it last June, and all I did is have an oil change and put some tires on it. I haven't put more than 500 miles on it.
I thought you said they gave you like an $800 a list of a bunch of things, or you were anticipating that.
Well, that was from the dealer when they did the factory recall items.
Yeah, so
they went ahead and gave me a list of everything that they need, that they thought it needed, which I have no idea how serious that is.
Yeah, so what are those items?
Well, we have hoses, throughout the entire thing. Mm-hmm. They said that it needs that timing chain test that they do every, supposed to be done, I think, at 60 or 80,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the rest of it in front of me, but it was okay. Basically brakes, hoses,
okay,
that kind of stuff.
Well, here's a couple things I would say. 2012, or 13 years old, how many miles on the car?
155.
155, so not bad. How much of this car did it live back east? How many years of its life?
Probably all of it.
Probably
it
all
just
of it.
Came out here to okay. bring to me.
Okay, cool. So here, you know, if you go back, and you can go back to on the bumpertobumperradio.com and listen to some old shows, but I'm going to tell you kind of what we talked about in January. You know, the new year, new car, whatever. This is what you should do, Darren. You should go find your repair shop in your neighborhood or bumpertobumperradio.com. I don't think we have one in Apache Junction, but there's some guys awfully close, like H&I.
Maybe East Valley somewhere.
Yeah. And then what you want to do is say, hey, I've got this car. I don't know what I want to do with it. I'm kind of on the fence. Could you do a comprehensive vehicle inspection? Check this car over. And what I'm not wanting you to do is go to get an oil change and find out what they can sell you with an oil change. What you want to know is almost like a pre-purchase inspection, as if I'm buying this car, even though you already own it, or I'm taking this car on a road trip, or here, whatever the thing is. You want the shop to know, I need this car looked over, and I want you to tell me everything about it so I can make a decision. Do I want to service the items that it needs and invest in the car, or do I want to move on? You drive the car, you own it, you should have confidence driving. We want you to be able to jump in your car, turn the key, and go. So, and then,
me too.
And once they've given you that list, and this is what I try and talk about all the time on the show, don't just take the list and say, oh, God, that's a lot of money. No, and walk away. And don't just take the list and go, oh, that's not too bad. That's what I thought my budget was. Go ahead. Talk about it. What do we need to do? What, you know, if you want me to do the timing belt, are we doing the water pump too? What else goes along with that timing belt or timing chain that we should do to make this a complete job? We're doing the hose. Now, I would say I wouldn't do the hoses. I'm going to be quite honest with you. That's why I asked you how long that car was back east. Hoses aren't like they used to be, or you got to change them every so often. And then I kind of pick at my guys sometimes and they say, oh, it needs hoses. Well, you know how many hoses are on this car? Where do we stop? Or where you start. If they feel good, they're not crunchy, anything like that, then maybe you don't need to worry about them. The other thing that you can do, you know, so those are some of the conversations you want to have. Or if I'm going to fix my hose or I'm going to work on my cooling system, you're doing my time about my water pump. Should we put a thermostat in now? Let's service the system as a whole, not just fix the little problems, and get that and figure out what that is and have the conversation with them, have them prioritize it. You know, you need a brake fluid service. Okay, maybe I need a brake fluid service, but I'll wait and I'll do that when I need my brakes done in 7 months from now, and let's focus on the things that go together. So that's the kind of conversation I'd like you to have with the shop, and they should be more than happy to provide you pictures, documentation, a full list, and then put it in order for you to help you walk through that list. So, Darren, I certainly hope that helps you. And just remember, you can go back and look at any of the bumper to, or listen to any of the bumper to bumper shows on the website. And we're going to take a quick break. And then Rebecca, Keith, Cynthia, Dwight, we're going to get all of you and get all your questions answered. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Brandon Stapley from Stapley's Garage in Mesa. When it comes to auto repair, we know you've got a lot of options. But if you're looking for top-notch service and a team that truly cares, Stapley's Garage is the place to be. We've been serving the East Valley for generations, keeping our community on the road with honest, reliable repairs. Conveniently located just north of the US 60 on Gilbert Road. Schedule your appointment anytime at stapleysgarage.com. We'll take great care of you, I promise.
Nobody plans for an accident, but when it happens, Orlando Auto Body is here for you. I'm Shane Orlando. My family has been serving the Valley for over 35 years with certified repairs, expert workmanship, and a commitment to safety. We offer a lifetime warranty, deductible assistance, and we'll work with all major insurance companies. With shops across the Valley, we're ready when you are. Visit OrlandoAutoBody.com.
It's back. Bunker to Bunker's 14th annual Fall Frolic, Saturday, September 27th at the Arizona Biltmore Golf Club, benefiting Phoenix Children's Hospital. Play a fun two-person scramble. Enjoy a tasty breakfast. Win big in the raffle and mulligan drawing. Plus, get a bounce-back golf round. It's just $134 and open to everyone. But hurry, space is limited. Sign up now at BunkerGolf.com. That's BunkerGolf.com.
Blackwell Automotive, your oasis of trust and honesty in North Phoenix and Scottsdale at the corner of 40th Street and Greenway. As a local business, we're different from the corporate shops. Since 1985, Blackwell has been providing our guests a hassle-free experience. We treat our guests with courtesy and respect while providing world-class service with the latest in technology and tools. Our guest reviews agree, 4.8 out of 5 on Google. Experience the family environment of Blackwell Automotive in North Phoenix right off the 51 at 40th Street and Greenway.
Alrighty, welcome back to Bumper Radio. We're going to go right to these phones, but quickly, I just want to touch on a couple of those phone calls, and I think you got the theme. The guy with the engine replacement, and the guy that just didn't have the confidence in his car. Got a fairly inexpensive car. Paid, got a good deal on it, sounds like it. Get it in. Get it inspected. How can we do the best service to this car? I think a lot of time everybody, and even the shops, just like a contractor, they think they need to be the cheapest. And sometimes you got to be the cheapest. It depends. But maybe you don't want to be the cheapest. You want the best. You want that car to run. I mean, do you want the cheapest pilot they could afford to fly the plane? You want the cheapest mechanic to set the jet engine? I don't think so.
Want to be the low bid astronaut for NASA?
Yeah, we want quality. On top of this, yeah. We want quality, and we want the confidence. And so, anyway, let's get to these phones. We got Rebecca first, and then it's going to be Keith. Rebecca, 2021 Jeep Grand Cherokee. How are we doing today, Rebecca?
Hey, I'm good. How are you today?
Great, thank you.
Great.
What's up?
Hey, so on my Grand Cherokee, the AC, it'll start running warm, and then it'll get like this odor, and then it'll go cool again, but it'll just like, it just cycles through that. So I've taken it into a shop, and he basically was like, yeah, there's nothing wrong with it, and he like topped off the Freon that didn't even really need to be topped off.
So it wasn't low on charge, so... Probably what he did is the most superficial service you can do, and there's nothing wrong with starting there. Oftentimes, AC is a two-step process. So it sounds like he evacuated and recharged the system and determined it wasn't low. So what I hear from you, it's blowing nice and cold, and it should still be blowing cold air, but then it seems like the air conditioning part shuts off, still blows cold air, and it starts to get that humid, musty smell. Is that fair to say?
So when it's blowing cold air, then it'll just, yeah, I get, it'll just blow warm air. I don't know, like, if the AC is shutting off. I mean, I don't hear, like, a different sound, but it will get, like, a very distinctive odor.
Yeah, so there's a couple things that we probably need to check into on that. Number one, if it's good that it can make nice cold air. So when it works, it blows nice cold air. So I think we have a air conditioning control problem, not the problem with the ability of it to make cold air. So that tells me your compressor's working fine, the fans and everything are working fine. On those Jeeps, I think there is a evaporator temperature switch. We've had a few of these fail. So there's a temperature sensor inside the dash, and sometimes they'll basically get out of calibration. You can't calibrate them, but they're no longer accurately reading. And what will happen is it will shut off because it's supposed to. The air conditioner turns on and turns off constantly. It cycles on, cycles off, but it continues to blow the same speed of air all the time. So what's happening, for some reason, that air conditioning compressor is turning off, and it's not turning back on. So it could be a We need to see it happen. It could be a temperature sensor. We could have a low-pressure cutout cycling switch. But we've got a control problem that's shutting that off. So we need to figure out what the control problem is. And then the other thing, we just need to make sure that the condensation drain is clear and any condensation. So on a humid day, if you just sit your car and let it run for 15 minutes, provide the AC stays on, you should have a drip of water coming out from underneath the car. And that's totally normal. We need to make sure that that's happening. Don't have any mildew, but you have two separate issues. So somebody needs to get into that air conditioner and just find out and watch it with a scan tool or a computer and see if that temperature sensor is correct and just see what's happening. So, Rebecca, you just got to get it into another shop or back to the same guy. If he's got the ability to do that, great, let him go it. If not, go find another shop, and you can do that at bumper2bumperradio.com. So hopefully that helps you. Keith and Mesa, 2021 Nissan big 1500 van. Don't see a lot of those. They're an interesting van, but what's going on, Keith?
Yeah, so I've had this van for a little over a year, and I first noticed after I got it that occasionally, I'd say maybe one out of three times, when I filled it up with fuel and went to restart it, it would turn over, but it wouldn't start. And after doing that three or four times, it would finally start. Okay. And that went on until recently. Not a big concern. I thought, okay, maybe just something, kind of funky about it, but wasn't an inconvenience at that point. But I was driving it home after a fairly long trip, couple-hour trip, and I pulled off the freeway, and all of a sudden it died and did the same thing and wouldn't restart after several turnovers. I had to have it towed home. Once I got it towed home, tried it again, and it started just fine, and then turned it off, started just fine. So I took it into the shop because it's under extended warranty.
Sure.
They looked at it and said, we can't find anything wrong with it. But it was kind of interesting. One, why would it, it was always after I filled it up with fuel, usually until that one episode.
Yeah, we could.
So I didn't know if anyone saw anything like it.
Well, I haven't seen that a lot, but we could have two separate episodes or two separate problems. One more time, on the second episode, had you recently fueled it and you were driving and installed, or you were just driving and installed and wouldn't restart?
No, I had fueled it, but I'd driven it for, a couple hours.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then it stalled. But typically, other than that one time, it only did it after I refueled it and went to start it, pulling out of the gas station.
And you can pretty consistently tell me, you went to the gas station today and filled it to the top, it's gonna not want to start for you. It's going to have difficulty starting?
Not 100% of the time, but
mostly.
I would say 50% of the time, maybe a little less.
Okay. Well, let's just chalk the one time up as an anomaly and not focus on that, because that would be hard to duplicate. There's something wrong, obviously. Be cautious. When you're filling your tank, do you just let it shut off, or do you top it? Do you click, 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 and get it rounded up to the next gallon, or what do you do?
I typically just shut it off. I've had that thought, in the past, because, sometimes they shut off, and it's like, did it really shut off, or is it full?
Yeah.
Because sometimes it does that, so you'll, hit it one more time just to make sure.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. I used to be the guy that would top it off, get a little OCD of the next whole dollar or something like that, but that's a bad idea. Yeah. Don't do that. There's definitely something wrong with the evaporative purge system, the charcoal canister. What I believe is happening is it's sucking raw fuel once the tank gets fuel, and it's enriching the engine and causing it to stall, like a bad choke or a car that's just, it's getting too much fuel and it's flooding it out and not allowing it to start is what's happening. You could maybe just try run it down empty and then fill it to three-quarters tank a couple times just to experiment. And then do you have any problems filling the tank? Does it take fuel okay?
Usually, occasionally it'll shut off, if it's not in there right, but I'll just readjust and it'll go.
Yeah.
And when it starts, it doesn't act like a flooded vehicle, mm-hmm. it runs just like normal. I mean, it doesn't run like the chokes on, you know?
Yeah, it's got to be. I just don't have a lot of experience of having that occasion and that particular repair on that van in the shop. But we do have lots of occasions of cars that have display a similar symptom after refueling, and it's usually something with the charcoal canister or the purge valve. So they're just going to have to go a little bit further. But what I would do is take the best notes, provide them the best information you can, and that's going to help them repair your car faster and find the problem. So, and again, nothing wrong with jumping on the Google box and see what the answer is and see if there's something there. You get a lot of bad information there. You get a lot of good information, and you got a lot of misinformation as to how quick things actually take. Nothing's ever as fast as the YouTube video. I can just tell you that. So good luck with that. Dwight Mesa, 2001 Ford Taurus. How we doing?
Hey, Matt. How you doing?
Fantastic. You're driving a classic there, huh?
I make it really fast. I went to an automotive place, and I wanted to get a radiator flush. And they noticed that my expansion tank had a crack in it, mm-hmm. and they didn't do that repair. But they told me when I was leaving that I needed fluids, and they topped off all my fluids, my oil transmission fluid.
Sure.
And I was wondering after I left, should anybody ever be concerned what kind of fluid they topped it off with?
Well, yeah, you've got to make sure you're putting the right fluid in the car, and it's certainly as we get into a more modern car. Yours is a little bit older, but it's still an OBD2 and, quote, a newer car, some newer technology. But, yeah, it's super important to put the right fluids in the car. I mean, on your car, I don't think they could have put anything wrong in. You certainly don't want to get the right fluid in the wrong hole. You don't want power steering fluid and brake fluid or anything like that. But on your Taurus, there's probably not a lot you have to worry about. If it was a newer car, what's called a 2023 Taurus or whatever that similar model is, yeah, it's got to have the right transmission fluid. It's got to have the right coolant. You don't want to mix those coolants and fluids at all. You got to get the right stuff in there. So Cynthia Mace in Mesa, Toyota Highlander. I think she's going to be the last one. Cynthia, how can we help you today?
Not a problem. I'm doing fantastic.
Great.
I have a 2007 Toyota Highlander. She just rolled the 200,000 miles. I'm so proud to be the owner.
Did you get out and click, your heels on the side of the road?
Yes, I did. Yes,
good.
I did.
Good for you.
Big shake. I went ahead and had the entire suspension replaced as well as the transmission flushed on it, since it's never been done since I've owned the car.
Wow, okay.
Now, when I take off, and I can tell you that I am a speed demon, when I accelerate.
Uh-huh.
It shudders a little bit as it shakes. What do I need to ask the mechanic to look for in order to make adjustments?
Did they do a transmission flush, he said, or did they pull the pan and change the filter and do a service?
They should have did a full flush because it's never been done.
Okay. Do you know what kind of fluid they used?
I have no idea, but okay. I'll ask.
Yeah, so if they used a universal fluid, they need to get that fluid out of there. It needs to be the Toyota World Standard or WS fluid. It's very critical in a transmission to use the right fluid. Just like the other gentleman was asking, do they top off? Yeah, you've got to go talk to them. The symptom wasn't there. If you didn't service it trying to solve a problem and now you have a problem, it's likely to be the fluid. That high of a mileage, I would have wanted to change the filter, assuming it's a paper or cotton filter or something, not just a metal screen. And then they might have to go in and reset the adaptations, the shift adaptations. So, Cynthia, that's over. Hopefully that helps you. Let me know next week what they say. Andy from Chandler, I'm taking you off the air. And everybody else, have a great weekend. See you next Saturday.